This week's parsha is Parshas Naso. You will start our shir in the beginning of the parsha, which is chapter 4, verse 21. The pasuk starts, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimoy. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Nasoy es roish bnei Gershon, take the census of the children of Gershon, gam hem, them as well, levei savoysom, according to their father's house, lemishpechoysom, according to their families. Mibem Shloshim Shana Vamala, from the age of 30 years old, Ad Ben Chamishim Shana, until the age of 50 years old, Tifkoid Oysom, you should count them, Kolabo Litzoy Tzava, everyone who comes to join the legions, Lavoid Avoid Oel Moed, to perform the work in the Oel Moed. And then the Torah proceeds to tell you what the Bnei Gershon carry, which is mostly the curtains of the courtyard, the curtains and the covering of the Oel Moed, the ropes, and all the utensils of their service. We will start this shir by asking a few questions about the language of the Pasuk. We are going to give different answers, but not all the answers are going to answer all the questions. The first question we are going to ask is why in chapter 4, verse number 1, last week's parsha, when it's mentioning the children of Kehaz, there it's written, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon, saying, take the census of the children of Kehaz. And why here regarding Gershon, it only says Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimor. It does not say Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aharon. And regarding the Bnei Merari, in verse 29, all it says is Bnei Merari lemishpechoisom, the children of Merari for their families. It has no introduction of Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe, that Hashem spoke to Moshe, or Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aharon, that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon. It goes directly to the subject without any introduction. Then why in Bnei Kehaz it's written Moshe and Aharon? Why in Bnei Gershon is written Moshe? And why in Bnei Merari it's not written anybody, neither Moshe nor Aharon? Second question you are going to ask is, what does it mean Gam Hem, they also? Why does the Torah have to say them as well? Regarding the children of Gershon. The third question we are going to ask is why regarding the children of Kehaz and the children of Gershon is written Nasoyes Roish, that we should raise the head, and regarding the children of Merari is written only Bnei Merari. It does not say Nasoyes Roish Bnei Merari, take the count of the children of Merari. Why is Merari different than Gershon and Kehaz? The fourth question we are going to ask is that regarding the children of Kehaz and regarding the children of Merari, both of them it's written al mishpechoisam levesavoisam, according to their families, to their father's house. But regarding the children of Gershon, it's written the opposite. It's written levesavoisam, according to their father's house, le mishpechoisam, according to their families. Then why by Kehaz and by Merari it's written first families and then father's house, and regarding Gershon it's written first father's house and then families? What's emphasized by the father's house? And the last question we're going to ask is regarding the language Tifkoid Oysom, that you should count them. Meaning, regarding the children of Kehaz, in chapter 4, verse number 3, it's written, Miben Shloshim Shana Vamalo, Vad Ben Chamishim Shana, that from the age of 30 until the age of 50, Kola Bola Tzova, everyone who comes to the legions, Lases Melacha Boel Moed, perform work in the tent of meeting. It's not written in the language Pekoit, counting again. And that makes sense because it starts in Pasuk number 2, Nasoy es Roish Bnei Kehaz, you should take the counting of the children of Kehaz. But regarding the children of Gershon, it's written two times, meaning on verse 22, it's written, Nasoy es Roish Bnei Gershon, you should take the counting of the children of Gershon. And then in Pasuk number 23, it says, Miben Shloshim Shana Vamala, Vat ben Chamishim Shona, from the age of 30 until the age of 50, Tivkoid Oisam, you should count them, even though already mentioned previously, Noso Yisroish, take the counting. It's written again, Tivkoid Oisam, you should count them. Kolabolis Vitzova, all that come to join the legion, Lavod Avoido Boel Moed, to do the work in the tabernacle. And regarding the children of Merari, there it's written two times the language counting, meaning, Bnei Merari Mishpachoisom Leveis Avoisom, the children of Merari, according to the families, according to the father's house, Tifkoid Oisom, you should count them. So the word Pekoid is written. Miben Shleshin Shon Vamal Ben Chamishin Shon, from the age of 30 to the age of 50, Tifkedeim, you should count them. Kolabolatzov, all that come to the legion, Lavoit as Avoidos Vamoy, to do the work in the tabernacle. We see clearly that regarding Kahos, it's not written once the language Pekoid. It's not there at all. Regarding Gershoin, it's written one time the language Pekoit to count. And regarding Merari, it's written two times the language Pekoit. Then we have to understand what is the difference, why does the Torah make it that way. Our first answer is going to be based on Sefer Chein Toiv, but we are going to expand it with different Medrashim. We'll first start with the Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of this week's Parsha, where the Medrash Rabbah brings the Pasuk, Nasoi es Roish b'nei Gershoin, take the senses of the children of Gershoin. The Medrash says, Hado d'chsiv, this is the meaning of the Pasuk in Mishle, chapter 3, verse number 15, Yekara hi mipninim, that the Torah is more precious than pearls, v'chol chafotzecho, and all your desires, lo yishvuva, will not compare to it. The Medrash in his second interpretation says that it is referring to Kehaz and Gershoin, children of Levi. And the Medrash continues and explains that we know that Levi had three children, Gershoin, Kehaz, and Merari. Gershoin was the firstborn. We know always that the firstborn is supposed to get the most honorable thing. And therefore, here, we were describing the jobs of the Levim. The description of Gershon should be first, in the same way that we saw when we counted the Levim. On chapter 3, verse 21, he counted Gershon first. But here, the Torah describes first the description of the work of the children of Kehaz, as we see in chapter 4, verse number 1. The Medrash answers that since the children of Kehaz are the ones that carry the Aron Kodesh, and the Aron Kodesh signifies Torah, therefore, since the children of Kehaz are the ones carrying the Torah, they were listed first. The description of the children of Kehaz is listed first because since they are the ones carrying Torah and the Torah is more important than Bechorah, therefore the children of Kehaz are listed first even though Gershon is the Bechor. And that is the meaning of the Pasuk, Yekara hi mipninim, it is more precious than Peninim. Don't translate Peninim as pearls, translate Peninim from Panim, from Techila, from being first. That the Torah is more important than the one that was born first, meaning that since the children of Kehaz are carrying the Torah, the Aron, therefore they are listed first because this is more important in front of Hashem than the right of the firstborn. Therefore, it's listed first. And it brings a proof that Panim means first from the Pasuk in Rut, chapter 4, verse number 7. Vezois lefanim beYisrael. This should be first by the Jewish people. Therefore, when it says Yekara hi mi Peninim, that it's more precious than Peninim, means to say it's more precious than the one born first. This Medrash is a very beautiful Medrash, but seemingly, this Medrash did not answer its question. The Medrash was alluding to that since Gershon was the Bechor, the firstborn, he deserved to be listed first because we are supposed to give more honor to the firstborn. And the only reason that he is not listed first is since Kehaz is the one that is carrying the Torah. Now the question is, why did Hashem make Kehaz carry the Torah? Since Gershon is the firstborn, Gershon should have the job of carrying the Torah. Since carrying the Torah is the greatest job, and we are supposed to give honor to the firstborn, then Gershon should be the one getting this honor. Meaning, since the only reason that Kehaz is mentioned first is because Kehaz is the one that is carrying the Torah, then why have Kehaz carry the Torah? Why not give this honor to the firstborn, which normally the firstborn should get the greater honor, have Gershon carry the Aron? Gershon then should be listed first. Why did Hashem put Kehaz first? Because he carries the Torah, gives this honor to Gershon. Gershon will carry the Torah. Then he deserves to be listed first. And then we will have no questions. Why specifically did Hashem give this job to Kehaz? The simple answer could be that had Hashem given the job to Gershon the Bechor, then you would never know that the Torah is precious, even more precious than the right of the firstborn. Because you would see Gershon listed first, and you would assume that the reason that is listed first is because he is the firstborn, and not because he is carrying the Torah. Therefore, Hashem decided specifically to give to Kehaz, the second child, the job to carry the Aron, which signifies Torah, and then we listed Kehaz first. Now everybody realizes that Torah is more important than Bechorah, that Torah is more important than the right of the firstborn. Because had Gershon been first, you wouldn't get this lesson. So the lesson that Yekara hi mipninim, that Torah is more precious than Bechorah, we could only get if Gershon is not the one that carries the Aron. Because if Gershon is the one that carries the Aron, you will never know why he's listed first, and you would assume that the only reason he's listed first is because he's the firstborn, in the same way that he's listed first when we're counting them. But now that Hashem gives the job of carrying the Aron to Kehaz, and Kehaz is listed first, then you learn the important lesson that Yekara hi mipninim, that the Torah is more important than the one who was born first, than the Bechor. The next medrash we are going to discuss is the medrash Rabbi in the same parsha Siman Dalet, where there the medrash is referring to pasuk 29, where it says Bnei Merari, and the medrash is bothered by our question, why in Bnei Kehaz and Bnei Gershon it's written Nasoi as Roish, take the count, but it's written Si as Roish, raise the head, which seems to be an honorable title. Yet by the Bnei Merari, it's not written Nasoi as Roish Bnei Merari, take the count of the children of Merari. Oh, it says is Bnei Merari, it's not given the honorable introduction of Nasi as Roish, of raising the head, which seems to be an important language. And the Medrash answers according to what we mentioned, that since Bnei Kehaz carried the Aron, they deserved Nasi as Roish, they deserved the special honor of raising the head. And since Gershon was the firstborn, therefore he deserves Nasi as Roish, he deserves raising the head. But the Bnei Merari were neither the firstborn, nor did they carry something as special as the Aron Kodesh that signifies Torah. All they carried was the sockets and the walls of the tabernacle. Therefore, by the Bnei Merari, it's not written Nasoi as Roish, raise the head, because they don't deserve the title, because they don't have anything going for them. In other words, the title Nasi as Roish is only if you are special. If you are carrying the Aron Kodesh, then you deserve the special honor of Nasi as Roish, that we raise your head, we make you important. If you are the firstborn, then you are also important. But if you don't do neither, then you don't deserve the honor. Therefore, the Medrash says, by Merari, it's only written Bnei Merari, the children of Merari, and it's not written Nasoi as Roish, raise the head of the children of Merari. And then the Medrash Rabbah continues with our other question. We asked a question, why is it written by the Bnei Gershoin different than it's written by the Bnei Kahas in Bnei Merari? Meaning that by Bnei Kahas u Bnei Merari, it's written Lemishpechoisam Leveisavoisam, according to their families, to their father's house. The families is written first, and then the father's house. But by the Bnei Gershoin, it's written the opposite. It's written Leveisavoisam, to their father's house, Lemishpechoisam, to their families. And we ask, what is the difference? Why did we change the order of what is written first? And the Medrash Rabbah answers that since Gershoin's only honor was because he's a Bechor, therefore we emphasize by Gershoin Leveisavoisam, that's the way he came from his father's house. Meaning the honor that is written Nosoi as Roish by Gershoin, it's only because the way that he comes from his father's house, meaning the fact that he is the firstborn. Therefore, Gershoin has to write down Lebeis Avoisom first, because that is the only reason that it's written by him Nosoi as Roish. But otherwise, we would have written normally Lemishpechoisom Lebeis Avoisom. You would write the family comes first and then the father's house. Based on this medrash, Sefer Chen Tov explains a little bit differently. He explains that the reason that the children of Kohaz received this honor of carrying the Torah, it is only because of Moshe and Aharon. Meaning that since Moshe and Aharon are part of the family of Kohaz, and they actually signify Torah, therefore Kohaz received the merit of carrying the Aharon. Therefore, by Kahaz, it's written, Vaydabar Hashem el Moshe vel Aharon leimur, that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon, because Moshe and Aharon were the reason why Kahaz carried the urn, because they symbolize Torah. Therefore, it's fitting that his family should be the one carrying the urn, carrying the Torah. Therefore, also, it's written, Nosoi Ezroish, take the count of the children of Kahaz, Lemishpechoisom, because the honor comes through the family, meaning Moshe and Aharon, and Leveisavoisom, that the honor also comes from the father of Moshe and Aharon, which is Amram, which the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis 55b explains that Amram was one of the people that died without sin. He only died because of the curse of Chava, but he died without sin. The Gemara there lists four people who died without sin. One of them was Binyamin, the son of Yaakov. The second was Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu. The third was Yishai, the father of David HaMelech. And the fourth one was Kilev, the son of David HaMelech. We see that Amram was one of the four people that died without sin. Therefore, to give honor to Amram and to give honor to Moshe Aharon, Kahaz is the one who carried the Torah. Therefore, it's written, Nasoi as Roish, raised the head of the Bnei Kahaz. And therefore, it's also written, Vaydabar Hashem el Moshe vel Aharon leimor, that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon to tell them that this is the reason why Kahaz is getting this great honor. By Gershoin, since Gershoin doesn't have the family of Moshe and Aharon, therefore, Gershon only has the firstborn. Therefore, by Gershon is written Nasoi as Roish Bnei Gershon Gamheim, also them. And therefore, by Gershon it's reversed the order, because all he has going for him is Leveis Avoisom, the way he comes from his father's house. Meaning the way that he comes from his father, that he's the firstborn. Therefore, he emphasizes Leveis Avoisom, to their father's house. But the power of Torah, the power of having a Aharon and Moshe Rabbeinu, that he doesn't have, he's missing. Therefore, it is listed second, and therefore it's written Gamheim. Also them, which means they are not a priority, they are also listed as Noso Yezroish, as raised the head. And Merari, unfortunately, doesn't have anything going for him. The only thing he has going for him is that he is a Levite, and therefore Merari gets the hardest job. But unfortunately, Merari doesn't have the family of Moshe and Aharon, and he doesn't have the right of the firstborn. So even though it's written Lemishpechoisam, to his family, Leveisavoisam, to his father's house, Nonetheless, there is two missing. Therefore, it's not written by him, Naso Yazroish raised the head, because he is nothing special. And according to this, Sefer Chaintov explains that when it's written the word Tifkoit Oysom, you should count them. Really, the word Tifkoit comes from the language missing. As it's written in Bamidbar, chapter 31, verse 49, when the Jewish people went to war against Midian, there it's written, V'lanifkad mimenu ish, literally translated means that nobody was counted, but the meaning there is that nobody was missing, meaning that nobody was affected by the war, there was no casualties in the war. We see from there that the word tifkoit, sometimes it's meant missing. Here too he says, when it's written the word pekoit, the language of counting, also it has a double meaning, and it really means missing. And therefore he says, regarding the B'nai Kahaz, nothing is missing by them, because they have Mishpechoisam, which is Moshe and Aharon, and they have Beis Avoisam, the father's house, which is referring to Amram, because both of them were holy people, therefore they deserve their work to carry the urn. B'nai Gershoin, they had one thing missing for them, that they were not Mishpechoisam, because Moshe and Aharon did not come from their family, but they had one thing going for them, Leveis Avoisam, they are the firstborn, that they come from the father's house. Therefore, it's missing one regarding the Mishpachoisam, regarding the family. It's written one time, Tifkoit Oisam, you should count, which is also alludes to one time missing. Meaning missing the Mishpachoisam, missing the lofty family. But by the B'nai Merari, since it's missing two things, because they don't have the family of Moshe V'Aharon, and they don't have the Bechor, so therefore they are missing L'mishpachoisam, because they don't have such a lofty family, and they are also missing Leveis Avoisam, that they are not the firstborn. Therefore, by Merari, it's written two times the language Pakoit, counting, which is alluding to two times the word missing, because they are really missing L'mishpachoisam, Leveis Avoisam, they are missing their family's house and the father's house. There is nothing to say lofty about that. Therefore, by them, it's written two times the language Pekoit in the forum of Tifkoit Oysom, you should count them, and Tifkadeim, you should count them again. But it's alluding to two things missing in that family, that it's missing the Lamishpechoisom, the merit of having the family of Moshe V'Aharon, and it's also missing the Beis Avoisom, the merit of being the firstborn. The Chasam Sofer answers the question why regarding the B'nai Gershon it's written Nasoi as Roish B'nai Gershon. Take the counting of B'nai Gershon, Gam Hem, them as well, what's meant by them as well. And also, he wants to answer why was it required to have Apostle Gvaidabar Hashem al Moshe Leimoir, that Hashem spoke to Moshe again before the commandment to count the B'nai Gershoin. Why wasn't it enough that by the B'nai Kehaz it's written Vaydabar Hashem and Moshe Valaharoin, count the B'nai Kehaz, and then continue to count everybody? The Chasam Sofer explains that Gershon was required to have a separate commandment in order for you not to make a mistake. Not that you would think that you don't have to count the children of Gershon, because obviously you are going to count all the Levim, you are going to count the children of Gershon too. The reason that Gershon is mentioned separately is because you may have thought that only the people who are carrying heavy weights, they are required to be counted from the age of 30 to 50. As Rashi brings down on chapter 4, verse number 2, where the Torah says to count the B'nai Kehaz from the age of 30 to the age of 50. Rashi explains what's so special about the ages from 30 to 50. Rashi says, because that is the age that you have strength. He says that if you are less than 30, you don't have your strength at its fullest. And if you are more than 30, then your strength starts to wane, starts to diminish. Therefore, a person is in his peak of strength from the age of 30 to 50. As the Mishnah in Avos, chapter 5, Mishnah 21 says, Ben Shloishim Lekoyach, that when you're 30 years old, you have strength. Therefore, since the Bnei Kehas carried weight, because they carried the Oren, and they also carried the vessels of the holies, then they were required to be from the age of 30 to 50. But the Bnei Gershon, since all they carried was the curtains and the cords that hold the curtains, then you may have thought that Bnei Gershon could be counted from an age less than 30 to an age of more than 50. Therefore, the Torah has to command again to tell you that even the Bnei Gershon, I want them to be from the age of 30 to 50. I don't want them to be any younger than 30, and I don't want them to be any older than 50, even though they don't have any heavy weights to carry. And that is the reason why it's written, Naso es Rosh Bnei Gershon should count the head of Bnei Gershon, Gam Hem, they also. Because you may have thought that they are not required to be from the age of 30 to 50, therefore the Torah says, they also, even though they don't carry the weight, I still want them to be from the age of 30 to 50. And regarding the Bnei Merari, says the Chasam Sofer, there we don't need a commandment at all, because the Bnei Merari carried the most heavy vessels and equipment from the Mishkan. They carried the sockets and the beams that made up the wall of the Mishkan. For sure, they need to have strength. Then there was no doubt that we are going to count only from the age of 30 to 50. Therefore, regarding the Bnei Merari, it's not written a commandment previously. It's just written Bnei Merari, which is implied that they have to be from the age of 30 to 50. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu could deduce himself that the Bnei Merari should be counted from the age of 30 to 50. Because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Bnei Kehas, which carry heavy weights, they were counted from the age of 30 to 50, and Bnei Gershon, which carry light weights, still were counted from the age of 30 to 50, then automatically Moshe Rabbeinu deduced that Bnei Merari also have to be counted from the age of 30 to 50, because the Bnei Merari also carried heavy weight. Therefore, it was not required to have a specific commandment to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should count the Bnei Merari from the age of 30 to 50, because he deducted it by himself. Then the Chasam Sofer asks that my answer may not be good, because I just said that the Bnei Merari doesn't need to be counted because they carried heavy equipment. But maybe that is not true. Maybe the responsibility was heavy equipment. But as we see in the end of the Parsha, on Parsha's Naso, chapter 7, verse number 8, where there the Torah is discussing the inauguration of the tabernacle, where the Nesiim, the princes of each tribe, donated wagons to the tabernacle, and those wagons were given to Bnei Merari, because the Bnei Merari are responsible for the heaviest equipment, for the beams and for the sockets. Therefore, they took possessions of these wagons. Then, according to this, the Bnei Merari didn't carry much. All they did is load the wagons. Then maybe, since they don't carry so much, they are eligible to be counted from the age of less than 30 to more than 50, because our assumption was that they are responsible for the heavy equipment and they will carry the heavy equipment. Therefore, they need to have strength. And that is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu automatically deduced that they are to be counted from the age of 30 to 50. But now that they have wagons, maybe now they could be counted from a younger age to an older age, because now they're not required to have such strength since they aren't carrying their weights on their shoulders. The Chasam Sofer says that at Sinai it was already given what they will carry, and yet the wagons were only given Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, when the commandment to count the people who are going to carry those things, the Bnei Merari were supposed to carry everything by hand. And if they are supposed to carry everything by hand, then Moshe Rabbeinu used his deductive logic to understand that they are to be counted from the age of 30 to 50. Therefore, Hashem doesn't have to put a commandment in front of the Bnei Merari to tell them to count from the age of 30 to 50, because since they're supposed to carry heavy equipment, even though ultimately they didn't, but when the commandment came, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he has to count them from the age of 30 to 50. The Abarbanel answers the question why by the Bnei Kehaz it's written Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon, why is Aharon included? And why by Bnei Gershon it's written Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe leimer, that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and by Bnei Merari is not written anything in a beautiful way. And he says that since we know that the procedure to the Bnei Kehaz was that the Kohanim went and they covered those vessels before the Bnei Kehaz took them out, as the Pasuk says in chapter 4, verse number 5, that Aharon and his children will come when the camp journeys and they will take down the partition of the screen, meaning the paroiches, and cover with it the Aroin Avedus, the Ark, and all the other vessels of the holies, the Kohanim were required to go first and cover them. And the Pasuk says in the end, in verse number 18, Al tachrisu shevet mishpachos ha-kohanim mitoch ha-levim, that we have to be very careful not to cause the Bnei Kehaz, the children of Kehaz, to be cut off from the Levim. Why would they be cut off? As the last Pasuk of last week's Parsha says, Velo yavoyu lirois kevalas ha-kodesh v'meisu, that they shouldn't see as the holy is inserted and they will die, meaning that if they gaze into the Aron before it's covered, then they'll come to die. Therefore, comes out that regarding the service of Kehaz, Aharon and his children are intricately involved, that they have to cover the vessels before they take out. Therefore, regarding the children of Kehaz, it's written by Dabar Hashem El Moshe Vela Aharon Leimur, that Hashem gave the commandment to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Aharon, because Aharon has a big job to do regarding the responsibilities of caring of the Kehaz family. But when it came to the Gershon and Merari, there it's not required to have Aharon anymore, because Aharon is not involved in their caring anymore. Therefore, it's written there, by Dabar Hashem El Moshe Leimur, Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu saying, because regarding the caring of the Bnei Gersh and the Bnei Merari, it's not required to have a Kohen come in advance. And then the Abarbanel says that regarding the children of Merari, it was not necessary to say again, by Dabar Hashem El Moshe Leimur, that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu saying, because since the responsibility of the Bnei Gersh and the Bnei Merari was given in the hands of Issamar HaKohen, meaning that Issamar was in charge of their work. Once Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Issamar regarding Gershon, he already gave the message regarding Merari, because both of them are under responsibility of Issamar, the son of Aharon, whereas Kehaz was the responsibility of Elazar. Therefore, regarding Kehaz, it's written by Dabar Hashem, that Hashem made a special commandment, and in this commandment is written El Moshe Vela Aharon, to Moshe and Aharon, because Aharon is intricately involved in the works of Kehaz, whereby Gershon and Merari, both of them only get one Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe, because since Hashem already spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to Issamar regarding Gershon, that commandment already included Merari. I wanted to give an answer based on the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer explains that the children of Levi were called regarding the troubles that's going to happen to the Jewish people. And he explains that Kehaz means gathering, as we see in Bereishis chapter 49, verse number 10, Veloy Yikaz Amim, and to him the nations will gather. Therefore, Kehaz has a very beautiful name. That means that all the Jews are going to be gathered together. The second child that Levi called was based on the time when the Jewish people are going to feel a little bit neglected, where they are going to feel like they are divorced from Hashem. And that's why he called Gershon, because Gershon comes from the word Gerushin, divorce. And he called his child for a time when the Jewish people are going to feel neglected, separated, divorced from Hashem. And the third child, he called for the enslavement, as the Pasuk in the beginning of Shmos, chapter 1, verse number 14, says, Vayemarur es chayeyem, they embittered their life, bavoy de kosho, in harsh labor. Prophetically seeing that enslavement caused Levi to call his son Merari from the language Maroir, bitterness. We see from this Chasam Sofer that Levi had prophetically envisioned the stages of the enslavement of the Jewish people. Therefore, Levi decided to call his children corresponding to the periods of enslavement. And in conjunction with the Gemara in Brachas, Dav Zayin Amet Beis 7b, where the Gemara there says, Menolon de Shmo Gorem, from where do we know that a name is the cause of future occurrences? How do I know that whatever you name the child, that could cause to something in the future to happen? The Gemara says, Omar Rabbelozer, Rabbelozer says, the Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 46, verse number 9, Lechu chazu mifalos Hashem, go and see the works of Hashem, asher sham shamois ba'ores, who has wrought devastation in the land. The Gemara says, Al tikri shamois, do not read devastation, elos shemois, that Hashem put names on the land, that Hashem will do the occurrences based on the names that the people call. Therefore, I wanted to say that this is the meaning of this psukim. Since Kahaz got a beautiful name, as we mentioned, it means a gathering of nations. Therefore, it's written Nasoi as Roish Bnei Kahaz, that you should raise the head of the children of Kahaz. And therefore, Kahaz got the best job. He had the job of carrying the Oren and also carrying the vessels of the holies. The second son of Levi, Gershon, because it means divorce from the language Gerushin, he didn't get such a great job as Kehaz, but nonetheless, since it's only divorce, it's not considered bitterness, you're not completely giving up, therefore Gershon has a job which is not as bad. His job is to carry the coverings of the holies, the coverings of the Mishkan. Therefore, by Gershon is written, Nasoi as Roish Bnei Gershon, raise the head of Gershon, gam hem them also. Meaning, they are not the optimum, but also you could raise their heads because they feel they are separated. But since they haven't totally given up yet, there is a chance that you are able to also raise their heads. Then comes the third child, Merari, which Merari means bitterness. Merari signifies somebody that has given up. Somebody who has given up, then it's not written, Nasoi as Roish, raise the head. Since he gave up on Hashem, Hashem decides to give up on him, because Hashem is the mirror that mirrors your action. If you trust in Hashem, then Hashem shows his trust to you. But if you give up on Hashem, then Hashem decides to give up on you. Therefore, Merari doesn't deserve to have his head raised. Therefore, Merari gets the worst job of the Mishkan, which is carrying the beams and carrying the sockets. The Alshech HaKodesh uses the same idea of the Chasam Sofer, and he says exactly the opposite, meaning that the Alshech explains that Levi decided to give the name of his children according to the events that's going to happen to the Jewish people. And he says that Kehaz was named for the bad things happening to the Jewish people from the language we use in the Haggadah Shel Pesach regarding the Rosh, regarding the evil child, Va'af Ato, and you also, Hakei Eshinov, blunt his teeth. So Kehaz, according to the Alshech, means blunted. Gershon means the same thing as we mentioned, divorced, which is a person who hasn't totally given up, but not totally connected to Hashem. And Merari, he says, is from the language Mar. Mar means minister, or means somebody of authority. So Merari, according to the Alshech, means somebody of authority. Somebody who is a leader over something, is a moreh, is a teacher, That is the language Merari. Accordingly, the Alshech says that regarding Kehaz, since Kehaz needed a lot of help, because Kehaz has a bad name, he has a name of blunted, therefore Hashem, to help out Kehaz, tells Aharon and Moshe Rabbeinu, Nosoi es Roish, make sure to raise the head of Kehaz, and make sure to give him the Oren, like that he'll be able to raise to a higher level. Since his name means blunted, he needs a lot of help, therefore I want you to give him the job to carry the Aron Kodesh, like that you'll be able to lift him up to a higher level. Regarding Gershon, since Gershon means divorce, since it's not so bad and it's not so good, therefore Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to also raise the head of Gershon, Gamhem, them also, meaning even though they don't need as much head raising as Kehaz, but nonetheless, since they are divorced, they still need to be raised up a little. Therefore, also, they get to carry the curtains of the holies in order to become connected more to the holies. But regarding Merari, you don't need to raise the hand, because Merari is in a high level by himself, because Merari means mastery, and Merari is a master over everything. Therefore, for Merari, I give him the most important job. I give him the foundation and the beams of the tabernacle, because without them, we don't have a tabernacle. And it's very fitting that Merari, from the language Mar, gets to carry the Adonim, the sockets, but Adonim also comes from the language Adonim, which means the masters, because this is the most important job, since this is the foundation of the Mishkan. And Hashem Yisbaruch should help that either according to the Chasam Sofer, that Kehaz is when we are united, then we'll be able to carry the Oren, or Kehaz means when we blunted, when we are not so close to Hashem, then it's incumbent on us to carry the Oren that signifies Torah, that we should all sit down and learn Torah, and if we all become united and cleave to Torah, then Moshiach will come, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, b'mehera b'yomeinu, Amen.